The Burt Show.
JC from NSYNC couldn't have been a nicer guy. Really great guy. But the dude lied to us. You listen to this, and he is lying through his teeth when he tells us that he and Tara Reid are just friends. Did you ever have, like, the epiphany of, oh my God, this NSYNC thing is big? Like, was there ever one time where it hit you like, okay, now I realize how big it is?
The only time I really think about it is I go, man, I got a really cool job. I'm really lucky because I know a lot of people who would love to have my job.
Sure.
And that's when I know how lucky I am. The only other time I would say that it really hit me, well, I mean, two summers ago, we did a stadium tour. It's like only so many artists in the world can say they've done an actual, not an arena tour, but a stadium tour. Well, we were playing on average 50,000 people a night.
God.
Some shows were 90,000. Some shows, the one in Mexico City we did was 120,000 people.
Unreal. Is there any time where you're on stage and you're in front of 120,000 people and it's intimidating to you, or is it, I mean, so routine now?
No, it's not about routine. You know what it is? When you see that many people, those are the days you're pinching yourself. You're going, dude, this is nuts. Okay, now ready? Don't screw up in front of this many people. That's all that, you know, it's pretty much what's running. You're excited, and yet half the time, the way my brain works is I always have to make the show better, you know what I mean? So it's don't screw up in front of this many people. You have to do better. So.
Are there times where you will mess up on stage,
dude,
and everybody on stage can see, but nobody watching knows?
Oh, man. There's those moments, and then there's moments where everybody knows.
Right.
Like, I did actually just sat in with my buddy Tony. He's a guitar player and an aspiring artist as well, and he's a songwriter. And him and I actually wrote like two songs together. He was playing a gig at the House of Blues, so I just sat in with him. And I, sure enough, this song that we wrote, and I hadn't sang since we wrote the thing like maybe 2 months beforehand, he's like, just come up here and say, so I did it, and sure, I forgot the whole end of the song. I just told him, you know, 2,000, 3,000 people, and I just went, you guys, I just totally forgot all the words to the rest of the song.
You didn't have to tell
so
them.
I'm just going to hum a little bit and finish out with a nice, pretty sound. I mean, the whole audience started clapping and laughing, and everybody had fun with it, you know.
They like
everybody
to see those real moments.
Yeah, people make mistakes. It's not like I did anything, you know, it didn't show my intelligence, but, you know.
Hanging out with JC from NSYNC.
So now that you're so famous and everybody knows your face and everybody knows your name, I mean, when you're out there and you're meeting girls and stuff, you have to think, well, they know who I am. They know that I'm famous. They know all the success I've had. Does it make it so much harder to meet people and feel their real, genuine feelings?
You know what? It's not something. I'm a positive person, and it's not something that I dwell on. It's basically, you know what? If I meet somebody, we get along, we'll hang out, and then we'll take it from there. If we don't get along, guess what? We won't hang out. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty simple, man. I'm easygoing.
But the thing about it is if you go out with someone like Tara Reid, let's just say.
Oh, here we go.
The pictures are all
here
over
we go.
The place.
There's one right there, in fact.
That's my buddy, man. We're cool.
Okay, now when stars say that we're just friends and she's my buddy, that really means that we're going out, right?
No, sometimes yes and sometimes no.
And in this case,
no, we're just friends. And that's, I'll say it comfortably,
on,
no problem.
Because we all know guys and girls can't be friends.
Yeah,
that means
we
you're
can,
just
no.
waiting.
The thing is, but they're snapping. Snapping pictures, and when there's like 15 of us around, and of course the photographers are going to zoom in on when the two of us are standing and having a chat or hanging out and like having a laugh. They don't shoot the other 10 people standing around us. I actually met Tara through Dallas, you know what I mean? It's like we all just kind of hang out in groups and stuff like that. So everybody
never one kiss between you and Tara Reid.
On the cheek, like a cheek kind of thing. You say hello, but nothing like serious or anything.
Okay.
How does it work when you like you want to date another star? Does your agent fax her agent a letter like, will you go out with JC? Check one. Yes, no, maybe. Right
that's,
back
dude,
soon.
Dude, that's actually first grade nowadays. Do you like me? Check yes.
If he raises a great point. If you're watching a movie or something and there's like a big old star on TV that you'd really like to meet, how would you, you know, being in that celebrity status, go ahead and approach that?
Some people do that, but I don't. No. Like I said, I'd rather just meet somebody on my own, chilling, whatever. If I'm out, and, you know, I end up in a lot of events that other artists are at or whatever, and if I meet them there, so be it. But, you know, like I said, I'm go with the flow. You know, if I meet somebody cool, like I said, I'll have a chat with them. If they're famous, they're famous. If they're not famous, they're not famous. I just like, you know, positive people with great energy, and you don't have to be famous to have all that. So.
Do you have friends that are girls in every town that you guys tour in, and we'll call them up when you're in the town and say, hey, let's go out?
I've dated girls in different cities, but like as far as like having a regular, no. I mean, unless they're my girlfriend for a while, but not booty calls. We don't stay in the cities long enough. We actually, we tour so hard. We do six shows a week, so it's not like we stay, in one city long enough. Like most bands, they'll do like 3-4 shows a week. We actually do 6.
Man, that's a lot. So.
Is it hard to date somebody that's not, that doesn't go through the same things that you do, being a celebrity and a singer? I mean, because you guys have completely different worlds.
It just depends on the person. I mean, there's, you know, my last girlfriend was a doctor, you know what I mean? So it's like, she's totally normal.
She must have been old.
No, she wasn't old. She wasn't old at all. She was,
I did old women, you know. Hey.
No, there's nothing wrong
like
with
a real,
that.
A real doctor, like one of those role-playing doctors.
No, no. Just, hey,
put on the nurse outfit, honey.
She's a real doctor, but like I said, it just depends on the person. Some people can handle it and some people can't. And you know what? Maybe you might not know in the beginning whether they can handle it or not. And that's where the test is. Time will tell, you know?
Because a lot of times we'll have people come in here, you know, celebrities, and we'll ask them, like, gossip or stuff on other celebrities. And we'll say, like, all right, you got to be honest now. In one word, sum up, like, Mariah Carey. You know, and if it's in tabloids, it's true. So even though every tabloid has said that, you know, so-and-so hates Mariah Carey, when they're on the spot and asked directly, they won't say anything negative. Who famous do you have no problem talking crap about because they're such an ass?
You know what?
Come on.
No, I'll be totally honest with you. I haven't really met any. Like, if
Timberlake.
That's my boy, dude.
Seriously.
That's my homie. No, as far as like, I haven't really met anybody rude, but I guess if they're rude, they don't want to talk to me anyway. You know what I mean?
So, what about that Joey Fatone character?
That Joey Fatone character. He's one hell of a
space dude. What's up with him? Want to go in outer space?
Lanson, he's going in April now. I just got pushed back. He missed like a few days of the crucial training, so he had to redo his mission training.
When he came to you guys and he said, look, guys, I'm going into outer space and I'm pursuing this thing, were you like, dude, you are high? Or were you thinking, all right, were you supportive about it?
No, I was definitely supportive about it. People don't realize he's been studying about this stuff since he was 4. He's been at least a dozen space camps when he was a kid. He's got every mission that's been into outer space and spacewalks. He's got autographed pictures of all these guys.
Is that right?
But like, the guy is a space junkie. People just don't know this stuff.
In the NSYNC group, though, and you guys are in the dressing room, he's the one that gets shoved in the locker, right?
No.
No. Seriously.
No.
It's Lance, right?
No, Lance is business. Lance has got his own office. He's like, making calls and stuff like that. Lance doesn't get pushed around at all, you know.
Hanging out with JC from NSYNC.
Now, considering you brought up Justin and Brittany, if you watch the interviews, Justin always alludes to Brittany doing something that ended the relationship. Is that accurate?
You know what? That's between them. And my whole situation on that was, I don't want to know. That's kind of how I left it. I think in my case, ignorance is bliss. He didn't get into details with us about it because he doesn't even like to talk about it. So, I mean, obviously something happened, but
I heard the hell yeah underneath all that.
But like I said, it's between them two and I let them deal with it, you know.
Who is the most frugal with their money in the event? You are
the most frugal.
You are?
Absolutely.
Everybody else, when they made their money, went out and made stupid purchases, and you're the one that...
Not stupid purchases, but I mean, you know, some of us are looser than others with their money. That's all.
Who's the loosest?
I think Joey and Justin are running neck and neck.
What about right? Lance is spending $20 million to go to space?
No, but he's not spending his money to go
That's
to space.
Right,
that's smart. What have
Lance is business, dog.
What have like Joey and Justin bought that you said, dudes, I mean, what are you spending money on that about?
Well, no, I mean, Joey is special. Joey, yeah.
Come on. What does he buy? Come on.
No, I mean, he literally, it's still under construction. He has the largest residential swimming pool in the state of Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah. You can put Shamu in his swimming pool in his backyard.
Seriously?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice purchase. JC from NSYNC. Justin now doing his solo stuff. You got Joey out on Broadway, and he's doing movie stuff also. And then you got Lance in space.
Yeah.
And and you're doing...
Outer space! Lance blast off.
You're doing solo stuff now also.
Mm-hmm.
Are we slowly now seeing the breakup of NSYNC?
No, this is kind of like the intermission before the next record. I mean, we've been beating this horse for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. It's like we rode it really hard, and like, you know, like I said before, we were doing 6 shows a week and things like that. But we just kind of needed to reinvent ourselves, you know, and kind of cleanse ourselves. So we all needed to do something refreshing. So at first we were like, oh, let's just take some time off. We're workaholics. It doesn't happen, you know what I mean? Just when we were like all chilling on our own for a quick minute before we got back into it, you know, next thing you know, everybody finds themselves doing something because, hey, this came up, I figured I'd take it. Why not? You know, da 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 da. So everybody's doing their thing, and then we'll be back together, you know, next year and do a record and move on with our lives, you know.
I was watching MTV last week, and they were talking to Justin, and he was talking about how it's really kind of scary to be up on stage by yourself and mm-hmm. not have you guys around and have the comfort of friends.
We're so used to it, you know what I mean? There's nothing like, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, and I've done, you know, whatever, I've shot a video now and whatever by myself, but there's nothing like looking back and seeing the guy that you've been with, you know, friends with since you were 12 years old, laughing his ass off behind you going, I saw you screw up. You know, it's so funny, but it's a great feeling. You know, you feel safe. I mean, you know, that's your family. You miss them. You definitely miss them.
Yeah, you can feel it when they're not there.
You can definitely feel it. I mean, you're still going to perform your best, and you're going to, it's just a different energy. You know what I mean? When you're on stage with other people, there's chemistry that pops, that flies around. You know, it's bouncing between everybody. When you're up there by yourself, it's kind of like you have to focus all the energy on you. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to give away my energy to my friends and bounce back and forth and have a laugh.
All right. Dude, thanks a lot for coming in.
No,
appreciate it. We know you got a hectic schedule, and thanks for stopping by. You an honor.
My pleasure.
The Burt Show.